Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, everyone, and welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm the host, Minister Charlene, and I'm so grateful and thankful to be before you all tonight. I don't take it lightly. Definitely, God is doing some unique things in our lives as we have entered into the second quarter of the year. And, you know, I've been feeling my spirit that, you know, people that are heavy hearted tonight, you know, that are mourning, that are going through some, just as me as well, you know, we're in quarantine, we're, you know, the world's on, as it were, quote unquote, shut down. We've been praying against the enemy that he would be on shutdown. Every satanic and demonic agenda that God would not only shut it down, but slam it down to the hottest part of the pit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I'm just thinking and praying, Lord, how and do you want me to bring this message out tonight? I thank God for that song, Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say So. Amen. Whom God has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Charlene, a.k.a. Charlene Blessed Favor. Tonight is April the 2nd, 2020, and this is the time. It's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Amen. And so we'd like to thank God already tonight for this brand new month and for bringing us through, my God, the first quarter of this year. I also would like to thank God for Pastor E, the CEO of the Now Network and Provoke to Purpose Ministry, as well as all the covenant partners, Fivefold, Body of Christ, Believers, and Servants of the Most High God. I began to think about what to say to the listeners. I would say, call your haters in on the line tonight. I would say, call the backsliders in on the line tonight. I would say, call your neighbors. Call, my God, those that you are concerned about that need to hear a right now word to tune in on tonight. I know that God is stirring up, my God, my spirit, and I can imagine what many of you have gone through way before 2020 hit the map. Definitely, I've been feeling movements in the earth, shaking, God nudging me like he's saying, wake up, like he wants to, my God, begin to reveal some things that's on his heart. And, you know, none of us are more spiritual than the next person. God deals with us in unique ways as being our God. He created us. He knows us. He has made it known that he sees not only in the darkness, but he sees the hearts and condition of, my God, his people. And he sees the heart and condition, my God, of humanity in this world. That being said, all I can say is, wow, because, you know, truly, it's a lot going on. It's a whole lot going on. There is no doubt in my mind that things are going to turn around for the good that God is desiring to see come to fruition. Before this time, there was a lot going on wrong in our world. My God, this world that we call home. You know, there's not nobody that I know or you know that lives on any other planet in the galaxy, right? We're God's created beings, and God created us to live on this earth and for this to be mankind's habitation. That being said, we'll find out in the scriptures written in the Word of God tonight what it says about the world. Hallelujah. Let's go on into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, thank you. And God, we bless your name. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your great goodness as being a God who has, my God, shown up and showed out in our lives, oh God. Lord, we want to give you praise and thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father God, we give you all the thanks in advance for what you've done and what you're doing now and what you're preparing us and have prepared us to do concerning you bringing us forth as your people to speak up, to speak forth, to proclaim, to decree, and to declare your will in the world, that you, God, have created us. God, help us to see you in all of what's been going on. There are heavy hearts mourning and hurting, Father. We can't make sense to a lot of what's going on, but truly your word makes clear what would be the signs of your coming. So, Father God, help us to draw nearer to you, to seek you more and more. Father God, we love you and we need you. Lead us where to go from here. Thank you, Father, in advance for your guidance, your direction, your instruction, and your focus. And every child of God that's on the line, my God, that is hearing this soul cry, said in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. As I began to think about the title of tonight's message, I said, Lord, it's going to be hot in here tonight. This message is a hot word. And you would think God is angry because of the way this message is going to come forth tonight. But I pray that it would, my God, bring some clarity of what is on my heart to mention of the title of this message, The Treacherous Church. I don't know in your quarantine if there's anyone around you, but you can look at them and say, she's talking about what the Lord put on her heart about the treacherous church. Mm-hmm. The treacherous church. And I am moved to talk about two specific people and also some others that's going to bring this message out. So I pray that you're praying with me so that I can, my God, bring it out the way it's in my spirit to bring it out, and that God alone will be glorified. So we're going to travel to the book of 1 Kings. If you have your Bibles fired up or if you have your paper Bible, let's, my God, travel and leap right on into 1 Kings chapter 11. And we're going to start at verse 28. Amen. It says, and the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my judgments, and to keep my statutes and my judgments as did David his father. Verse 34, howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes. Verse 35, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there. Verse 37, and I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shalt be king over Israel. Verse 38, we're going to end at 40. Verse 38, and it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, then I will be with thee and build thee a sure house as built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. Verse 39, and I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Verse 40, Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Amen. May God add a blessing and a reading to all of this word. Those that know me, my God, I love the word, and so it's no braggadociousness for me to mention it tonight, if I can say braggadociousness, but anyway. but it's going to be some substance to all this. So what we find out in, my God, 1 Kings 11, chapter 28, Solomon, my God, made Jeroboam ruler of all the charge of the house of Joseph. we find out that Solomon saw something about Jeroboam, and he said, you know what? I see this young man is industrious. He made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. But we find out in 1 Kings chapter 11, 29 through 31, that Prophet Ahijah found Jeroboam, clad him with a new garment, and they were alone in the field. They were talking. And that's when my God tore the garment in 12 pieces and began to talk to him. We find out in 11:31 that the prophet Ahijah tells Jeroboam a message from God. And why my God, the prophet, came to him was for this reason, as we found out reading again 1 Kings 11:33. He said, because that they have forsaken me. Somebody said, because they have forsaken me. Because somebody shout, the treacherous church. Yes, we're talking about then, but we're talking about now. See, God looked at, he caught up. Can somebody say church shut down? God has shut a whole lot down to get our attention. Now, I have to also put this footnote in. Not every church, my God, is an Ichabod. Can I say that again? Not every church in the earth is an Ichabod. The glory of God has not left many of the churches that are in the earth, my God, from glory. But God, my God, has seen a lot of going on, a lot of things going on, my God, in the sealed, quote-unquote, houses, quote-unquote, where his glory, my God, should be there. Come on, somebody, are you praying with me? God has seen a lot of, and many know this word pretty good, shenanigans going on in the, quote-unquote, houses of the, quote-unquote, place where the presence of God and the glory of God should abide. So we find out in 1 Kings 11:33, oh my God, from glory, God is letting the prophet tell Jeroboam, because they have forsaken me. They have worshipped my God Ashtoreth, the god of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Malcolm, the god of the children of Ammon. God was about to shift Jeroboam from, my God, being a servant, my God, over the house of Joseph, to being, my God, shifted to, my God, become a king over Israel. And we find out in 1 Kings 11:34-36, what we just read, my God, the prophet was also letting him know, and unto his son will I give one tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there. How many of you know that, my God, God wants his name and his presence in the quote-unquote field, my God, houses of my God, these churches where, my God, souls will come in and be converted and be saved and be delivered. Hallelujah. God wants to put his name there. God wants, my God, to dwell in the presence of his people, my God. Can somebody say treacherous church? Yeah, let's keep on traveling here. My God. 1 Kings, glory be to God. 1 Kings, my God, 11:37. It says, and I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desires, and shalt be king over Israel. Prophet Ahijah confirmed, my God, speaking forth the word of God to, my God, Jeroboam, that, my God, God was letting him know that he shall be king over Israel. Hallelujah. And we are here, 1 Kings 11:38. My God, the prophet is still, my God, explaining the conditions of what God would expect for him. Verse 38 says, and it shall be if, somebody say if. And it shall be if thou wilt hearken, somebody say hearken, unto all that I command thee. This is the prophet of God speaking what God was wanting to make known. He said, my God, if thou wilt hearken unto what all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, somebody say, and wilt walk in my ways, in whose ways? In the ways that God, my God, has established, my God. And what is that? And to do that which is right in my sight. And to do what? And to keep my statutes and my commandments. My God, this is the Old Testament truth, but we find out in the New Testament, what is God's will? See,
What I find out about the Old Testament, we know, my God, God instituted a New Testament because there were bulls and all these, my God, bullocks and all this bloodshed. But, my God, God knew that there had to be another, my God, covenant, a New Testament, my God, where he would come down and be the sacrifice, where they wouldn't have to, my God, slay any more bullocks and rams and, my God, all these things, my God, to make an atonement for their sin. But what we find out, my God, in the Old Testament is, my God, the character of God. We find out how God thinks about things. We find out how God, my God, responds to certain conditions and situations. Oh, my God, from glory. Hallelujah. We find out, my God, how, God manifested his actions and his, my God, power and his movement in things. Hallelujah. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Remember the flood? God showed up and showed out in, my God, miraculous ways, showing forth, my God, his glory. We also know of a story, my God, in the Old Testament when, my God, the death angel was coming through and God had the children of Israel to put blood, my God, on the lintel and on the side post, my God, so that the death angel would not, my God, take out any of their firstborn. Are you praying with me on tonight? Hallelujah. We find out that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He moves by his spirit in his own unique way as God. Somebody say, God moves by his spirit in his own unique way as God. I remember a story that Jesus, my God, when he asked the disciples, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some of you, my God, that God is going to use in this season, my God, it's not for, my God, the ego to be exalted or to be lifted up like he's something glorious, but it is the heart of God that he's been, my God, moving things and shifting things and waking us up and shaking us up because he knows, my God, that he is going to speak forth, my God, in a new way. How would I say new way? Because, my God, somebody say the treacherous church. Things, my God, that has been in routine, that has, my God, blocked God out and pushed God out. Yes, not in every church. Let me make that clear. Not every church has an Ichabod, my God. But God wants to come in and dwell and move and speak forth his heart, his mind, what is on his spirit, his affections, his desires. But how many of you know that a prophet is not, my God, welcome even in his own country, among his own kin, my God. God has to send you, hallelujah. God has to, my God, magnify your voice only because it's him, my God, wanting to speak, my God, into these dark places. Somebody shout, the treacherous church. Yeah, the treacherous church is a guilty church. Hallelujah. I began to look up the word treacherous. Let's take a pause right there. Guilty of, my God, or involving betrayal or deception. Traitorous, disloyal, faithless, unfaithful, duplicitous, false-hearted, my God, deceitful, false, untrue, backstabbing. Oh, yeah, that's some more. I remember a prophet said, God's got your number. And what I got out of that, I said, Lord, when he said God's got your number, it could be a lot of things. A number to bless you, a number to, my God, release you, a number to, my God, send you, a number to rebuke you. Come on, somebody. A number to correct you. God, if none of this has got you yet, God's got your number. Somebody say double-crossing, double-dealing, two-faced, untrustworthy, unreliable. Is anybody, you know, got a fan on, air conditioner? Because I know it's getting hot. Undependable, fickle, apostate, a renegade, my God. Subversive, also known as disruptive, like a troublemaker. Seditious, also inciting or causing people to rebel against the authority of, my God, like of a state or a monarch. Just something just satanic, just divisive. My God, inciting to discourage or stir up violent, unlawful behavior. Oh, somebody say the treacherous church. Why would God say his church is being treacherous? Come on, somebody. Because of these characteristics just named. Rebellious. Treasonous, also known as involving or guilty of the crime of betraying one's country. Come on, somebody. Treachery, betrayal of trust, deceptive, action or nature, disloyalty, treachery, violation of allegiance or faith and confidence, also known as treason. Are you praying with me on tonight? Oh, but we're on our way to heaven and enjoying the trip. Halt, pause. And then we're going to go on ahead over here. And we're at 1 Kings 11, verse 38. And what we find out here, as the prophet Ahijah is, my God, prophesying and speaking to Jeroboam about God's will for his purpose, for his life. We find out in verse 38, another conclusion of this, my God, condition of him being the king. It says, and it shall be if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways and do that which is right in my sight. Somebody say, and do that which is right in my sight. See, people don't understand. And let me tell you what. I'm not exempt. God has shown me myself where I have to, my God, repent. And my God, do that which is right in his sight. You know, sometimes because you're doing that which is right in God's sight, someone would assume you're doing it to get brownie points. You're doing it to be seen. You're doing it to be heard. But ulterior intentions, secretive motives, and God, my God, turns on the light to show us, my God, what he sees that he is not, my God, pleased with. Somebody say the treacherous church. Uh-huh. So what we find out that God wants us to do that which is right in his eyesight. My God, I heard somebody say when you be holy is doing that which is right when nobody's looking. Come on, somebody. Doing that which is right when nobody's around. Come on, somebody. Because if they are around, they see it. It's not like you need to gloat in it. You just, my God, not only, quote unquote, you would say, I'm just being myself. No, you're just doing, my God, the work of a servant. My God. And we find out, he says, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee and build thee a sure house, my God, as built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. He's like, I will let you be the king over Israel, over my people. Come on, somebody. In verse 39, the prophet is concluding and saying, he's saying, and I, to my God, Jeroboam, my God, to complete this, my God, word of truth to him, he says that I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. And what we find out, my God, in 1 Kings 11, verse 40. Now, here's the spin on the situation. Now, you know, verse 28, Solomon, my God, saw that Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. But here we find in verse 40 of the same chapter, it says, Solomon sought thereof to kill Jeroboam. Halt, pause, wait a minute. To kill someone who he saw as a mighty man of valor. Can somebody say jealousy? Somebody say the treacherous church. We shouldn't be, my God, navigating, politicking, competing with one another, secretively, openly. Some do it boldly because they see, to them, you're a threat to them, when in reality, you're seeking and doing the will of God. Come on, somebody. Are you coming with me? Hallelujah. The Bible says, love not the world, my God. And so I found my God, not that you don't know what love means, but it's an intense feeling of deep affection, fondness, intimacy, attachment and endearment, devotion and adoration, worship and passion and desire. It's like a lust, yearning, or infatuation. God doesn't want us to have that type of, my God, affection for the world. When I begin to think about the world, there's different definitions of how we can see the quote-unquote word the world. One way is knowing that this world that we live in, quote-unquote, it is the earth. 2 Peter 2:5 says, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, a person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Hallelujah. We also find out world can be also described as sin. 2 Peter 2:20 says, for if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Another word for world, another definition with world being explained as sin is in 1 John 2, 15-17. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Talking about sin. Verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And my God, 1 John 2:17 says, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Another definition of the word world could also mean unbelievers of Christ. 1 John 3:1 tells us, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not us. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you praying me on tonight? It's word up tonight. Amen. Another, my God, definition of the world pertaining to unbelievers of Christ would be 1 John 3:13. It says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Why? I would say the churchless church, because has anybody been hated on in the church? Come on, somebody. Looked at, looked down on, talked about, mistreated. My God, we'll call you anything but the child of God that you are. Come on, somebody. Another word for world, meaning physical possessions, as found in 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelt the love of God in him? Let's pause and my God, wait at this moment right here. But whoso hath this world's good, somebody say this world's good, talking about material things, amen, and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. Can you imagine somebody knowing there's something that you need, but you're at their door, you're asking for help, and they shut the door in your face? Huh. How dwelleth, the Bible says, the love of God in him. And as we have been, my God, on shutdown, my God, to seek the face of God, to allow these things, my God, the God would have his mercy, would have mercy, my God, and my God, consume the coronavirus, my God, and all his particles, and just, my God, disintegrated. We're praying, God, to, my God, do a miracle in the earth, to forgive our sins and heal our land. But we also know, my God, that in that we're seeking God. And there's a passage of scripture in the New Testament in Acts where it says they had all things common. They gave and they helped their brother with need, wherever they saw the need. And this verse just read, they shut the door. They closed up, my God, their heart of compassion for, my God, the need they saw with their own eyes. If God showed you, you say, well, why is nobody else doing it? God showed you. God knows you have the ability to meet the need. My God, light bulb on, God already knows. Hallelujah. Another word for world meaning is like the afterlife, as found in Luke 18, verse 30. Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come? Life everlasting. Hallelujah. We find out that, my God, in this verse, that there's more than, my God, meets the eye and what we have in this life, what we have in this world, my God. But God, my God, wants to bless us to not only receive manifold, my God, blessings in this world, in my God, but in that which is to come, my God. God wants us to, my God, have him in our lives and moving and working, my God, in our heart, in our mind, in our character, not just, my God, see, just think about it. Pause for a minute. Before this happened, everybody was going to and fro, zigging and zagging. Me, myself, and I will run you over if you're in the way on the, my God, trying to cross the intersection. Are you praying with me on today? So God is a whole lot going on with this situation. And so I began to also, my God, think about, my God, Athaliah. I can't go into all of that about her tonight, but she was the daughter, my God, of Jezebel and Ahab. When she found out, my God, that, my God, this other king was coming on the scene, she screamed and she yelled and said, treason. She disappointed with it. She was like, oh, no, this shall not be. And her end was not good, my God, because she didn't want, She was saying treason against what God had already, my God, instituted, what God's will was. Come on, somebody, you pray with me on tonight. And we find out about Jezebel as found in 2 Kings. My God, she, my God, came against the prophet of God. And her thing was, my God, just to continue to be in control and ruling. But God, my God, spoke a prophecy against her. My God, that it would, she would not continue on, my God, doing the things she was doing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And I want to go ahead and mention this because it was on my heart to read it. Jezebel in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 7. Let's travel over here in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 7. It says, and thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, my God, the son of Ahijah. My God, what we find out here, my God, God was not pleased at, my God, Jezebel, my God, wanting to come against, my God, the prophets, my God, of God. We find out here in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22, says, and it came to pass when Jeroboam saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? So long as this, as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. And Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, there is treachery, O Ahaziah. My God. Hallelujah. And we find out, my God, in 2 Kings 9, verse 30 and 31. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at a window. And as Jehu entered in, my God, at the gate, she said, had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? And then looked out to him two or three eunuchs. Verse 33. And he said, throw her down. My God, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. Oh, my God, from glory. Continue reading on, verse 34. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, go, see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. My God. And they went to bury her, and they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Hallelujah. How many of you know that, my God, a treacherous church has Jezebel controlling it? How many of you know that we must, my God, when we say kill Jezebel, throw her overboard, it's like, God, we will, my God, let you be in control of this thing. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. My God, let God arise. My God, let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. It's the will of God, my God, that we be not a treacherous church. My God. Hallelujah. My God. And I want to take you over here to Jude, verse 12. It says, these are spots in your feast of charity. When they feed with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about with winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. My God. God doesn't want a church like that. God does not want a church like that. My God. And here we are right here. This is the good news about all of this. We're shifting over here to, my God, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Are you still yet praying? Are you cooling down? My God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Uh-huh. Casting down, somebody say casting down, imaginations, uh-huh, and every high thing, my God, that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And bringing it to captivity, what? Every thought, somebody say every thought, to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. And verse 6 says, and having in a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Somebody say the now, church. The will of God is to have a church, a bride, my God, that is, my God, submissive to his will. Let's go over here to Ephesians chapter 5, my God, verse 26 and 27. I don't know if you got your Bible or if you got your, my God, your phone fired up, but come on over here to, my God, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27 says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. My God, while we're in quarantine, somebody say, read your Bible. read it. Because God wants to what? Sanctify, cleanse his church. Mm-hmm. With the washing of water by the word. My God. Verse 27, why? That he might present it to himself. Mm-hmm. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, by God, or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. What we find out when we read the word of God, we'll find out where we have our flaws. Come on, somebody, are you praying with me? We'll find where our idiosyncrasies are, that the Holy Ghost begin to show us and bring to our remembrance, my God, not only what we need to repent of, but where we need to be delivered and converted. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It, my God, somebody said, well, if your mama can't tell you, well, you're not going to be somebody's mama. You're not going to be their dad. Read the word of God. God has given us help, my God, to be his church. And in conclusion, we're going to go ahead and complete this. And, my God, skip and jump and hop in Jude. And we're going to read these last five verses here. Jude is the book before Revelation. We're going to read verses 20. Through 25. It says here, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Somebody say, keep yourselves, in the love of God. As you find out on my post, I'm just so convicted to it, and my God led to continue talking about being us denying ourselves. And that self is something else. That self wants to do its own thing. But this word tells us in Jude verse 11, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. Verse 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and of others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. My God, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, my God. Verse 24, now unto him that is able, somebody say, now unto him who? The Lord. Now unto him who that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Somebody say, my God, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, my God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Can somebody shout kingdom? See, Jesus came on the scene, my God, to preach and teach the kingdom of God. He came on the scene to teach, my God, the manifestation of the power of God. Wherever it was needed, my God, in healing, in deliverance, and all these miraculous things that Jesus did, he said, greater works he shall do, my God. And it's not to be seen, but we also know that in our praying, in our intercession, my God, in our supplications, that we're seeking, my God, the face of God for the body of Christ now. God, we don't want to go back. We can't go back. We must go forward. You shut it all down. I've been hearing the word reset. I've been hearing, my God, it's only a test. People have been saying this, and it's like, God, how do you want it set, my God, for soul winning, for evangelizing, hallelujah, and outreach. And many of you are already, my God, in that vein, hallelujah. And God be glorified and God be praised, hallelujah. So I just pray that, my God, there was something said that, my God, fired you up to encourage you. My God, that God is looking, my God, in the earth. He is looking at all vantage points of what's going on. And yes, we're praying for our president. We're praying for those in, my God, leadership. We're praying, my God, for our pastors and, my God, those, my God, in the churches. We're praying for God's divine, my God, instruction. We're asking God, my God, to, my God, as we're seeking his heart, my God, that he will, my God, begin to move on us. It's only one mind of the Spirit. We must speak the same thing. We must mind the same thing. God sees his church is hurting. He sees that there is deliverance. People, my God, been full of pride and not really getting the full, my God, deliverance that God has, my God, to give and to, my God, bring it to manifestation. So I just thank God for this precious opportunity in this time of seclusion. Sometimes, you know, you might just have to just lay before the Lord. Sometimes you might just have to just sit quiet before the Lord. You know, whatever the Lord is wanting to do in our heart, that we have to be on one accord, hallelujah, and speak the same thing. We know there's satanic and demonic things going on, but God has the power to stop it. We have to speak, my God, and decree and declare the power of God in the atmosphere, the will of God, my God, and his, my God, protection, that God would move, my God, how he wants to move, my God, that when he, my God, releases this thing, my God, we'll have a, my God, we won't have a, my God, backslidden heart of going back to the way that, my God was not pleased with. He was not moved by a lot of things that had gone on before this time. Hallelujah. So, amen to the message and amen to the listeners. And if there's anyone that wants to call in and have a comment, the lines is open. You can call in.
Amen. Amen. The word.
Amen.
How are you, woman of God?
Amen. Fired up.
I can tell. Yes, yes. Very fired up. Got me running around here trying to maintain, but let the fire of the Holy Ghost loose tonight. Women Speak Now. The lines are open. If there you got a comment, question, something on your heart that you want to share tonight, dial one and get in the conversation. I was blessed. You that was a now word that we need to continue to be ministering to each other. It's just a big setup. Are we ready for the next challenge? That's my big cry for all of us is that, you know, don't look like we're just going through one thing. Are we ready for the next challenge? Because they will come, and they'll come faster than this one has. I'm blessed tonight, amen. It's the day of the Lord, and when we light the fire, you know, we don't have to be worried about darkness. You see the light, and you see the light right now. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. Praise the Lord.
Look, Prophetess Charlene.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it right.
Yes, ma'am.
Prophetess Charlene, yes.
You got it on my shot top. My God.
What are you doing, man of God?
Yes, ma'am.
You already know. I'm actually taking some time to sit here and rest because we unloaded and loaded about 1,000 pounds of food. We made bags. We distributed food. So yes, I'm resting right now and I'm just enjoying this time.
I saw you all out there today.
Yes, on a mission. Hit the ground running, okay?
This is what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, the now Papa church.
God. Yes, ma'am. It's serious. Yes, ma'am.
Look, I didn't get all of what you were saying. I didn't get the beginning. I think I tuned in about 20 minutes after 8, and I missed some of what you were saying.
Oh.
And I don't know whether it's my phone or your phone. It was a lot of popping. It might be mine.
No, it wasn't. There's a lot of. Here, let me explain. With COVID-19 going on, there's more usage of internet and bandwidth, and the things that used to be stronger are weaker now because there's more people at home, more people on Facebook, more people on Blog Talk, and it takes away. But I was able to hear through every crack. I was able to hear that word go forward, and oh yes.
I could hear, but I was just saying about that. But I want to give you a shout out, and I want to say I love you, and you, I love you, my sister, with the love of God. You continue to do what you're doing. Continue to bring forth the word of God and keep preaching. Whatever God calls you to do, you do it. And don't compromise the word of God. Don't compromise the word of God. Because they got a lot of itching ears out there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say I thank you. And I heard you said something, and just that quick, I was went to get me something to eat because I was eating because I had been on the other line. But I want to thank you, and I want to say I love you. You know, awesome, awesome words. Awesome what I heard, okay?
Amen. I love you, too. Hopefully the replay, I don't know if the replay going to sound the same because I didn't.
Yes, it, I mean it's it was a little crack. It wasn't messing up your the word. It was.
I catch it on the replay, but let me say this to you: I would like to encourage you in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you in the Lord. We only do what God called us to do. Because I was saying the other night, I went to a gathering, but it was at a house. Okay, a few friends of mine. And they was preaching at the people. And I said, we don't preach to the people. We don't preach at the people. We preach to the people. And we preach the word of God. And I want to thank God for you. You continue to do what you're doing.
Amen.
Don't go to the left or stay on the right path. Stay on that lane. Keep in the right lane. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Thank you.
And I love
you. Amen. Bless you, woman of God.
Love you too.
Bless
appreciate
you.
God bless you.
Appreciate
Mama
you
God.
Too.
Amen. 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 Well, you blessed us as always. We continue to be fired up by the fire that's lit in you, Minister Charlene, Prophetess Charlene. Walk in your role. We'll anoint you. You know, we are covenant, and we are willing to stand with you in whatever God has called you to do. So. It's never an issue there. I bless you. I thank God for you. We are covering you as well as you covering us as we go through this situation in our country. Do not give up faith. This is for everybody out there. If you're doing anything right now, build your faith. That TV is the worst enemy out there. Unless you're watching some movies, go back and, you know, I don't know if anybody ever watched it, but there's a movie about the Bible. You can go on Netflix, and this movie is a little bit more graphic than the Charlton Heston Bible movie. But this goes from Genesis all the way until Jesus released himself.
Wow.
For each and every one of us, and the graphics on it is so dynamic. I mean, when it's telling the story, you see the wind. When you see the ocean, you see the ocean opening up. And I beg everybody to go out there and just get on those. And they're giving them away free right now. They're letting people watch for free. Get on there and search the Bible. Search Paul's life. Search Peter's life. Search Jesus' life. Go watch. This is one I want you guys to watch. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. There is a story about Mary Magdalene. You have to watch that story and see how all the fake stuff about, you know, maybe Jesus had kids with her. She was an anointed woman of God called, but it took away all of the say-so. Because there's a lot of rumors that said that was his only relationship. No, Jesus was pure. There's other stuff that they said about Mary, and not Mary as mama, but Mary Magdalene. If you guys remember, she was the one who poured oil on Jesus and got rebuked by Judas. There's a story of her, and she was there through all of the cross, the burial, and the resurrection, and the ascension. And the meeting of the disciples. That movie is on Netflix. You have to watch Mary Magdalene on Netflix. Go and watch some stuff. Go and get your knowledge up. Get your history together, you know, and don't live by it, but see the true stories of things that went through. And there's people out there that have done research that we can really see, okay, now what I'm reading, I see it. But then you know how to divide the truth.
Yeah.
And say, okay, you can whatever a movie is, it is, but it gives you a perception more than you get just out of reading.
Amen. Wow.
If you watch that Bible, the movie The Bible, and that's what you type in, The Bible, and you'll look at it, and it'll be like, you'll see like a big wave. That's the one. Oh, my God. You're going to be like, why ain't seen this before? But it goes through every instance, like really, really, really tangible that you can see it. Then go study and say, okay, now I'm getting revelation because I see, I have a perception, and now I can get a revelation out of it and go forward. If there's nothing else we're doing right now, let's do it. If you guys are bored, get at me. I'll do a seminar for us on Zoom daily. Wow. If y'all are ready to go to school, I will open school up for you. But I need 10 people I need 10 people committed. And I'm going to do it for free. I'm going to do it for free.
Okay.
But God is going to make you, God is going to make you so. But you guys want to go to school? You want me to open up the whole syllabus? I will start a school now for my covenant partners. But I need 10 of y'all that's dedicated. And once a day, we'll get together on Zoom and we will go to school all about the principles of going through, all the principles of the mind, all the principles of hope to a thing, all the principles that God has given me. I will take you through from day one to day until this is done, if you guys are ready. Don't play with me.
Boom.
Don't play with y'all already know. Don't play with him. Don't even say yes right now. You better not say yes right now because you know I'm gonna be on you.
If you want to do it, do it. Look, if you want to do it now, go ahead.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going to put a flyer out there tonight and solicit 10.
Okay.
But I need 10 guaranteed sold out that they are on time to be off time. And we'll get this thing done. We'll go to another level. I'll blow your ministry up for you through the principles, not for me, but the principles for God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, release it, release it, release it. I don't know where Minister Terry is. There must be something wrong with the call-in number because my ride or die is never on for any broadcast. But we're going to get her connected and everything on that too. But we're going to put it open on Facebook also. I need 10.
Okay. Lordy.
Open up school. Prayer inside of here, woman of God. You did awesome. Look, you got me fired up. You got me giving away free stuff. But if you are in the Southern California area and you can get to me, and you are in need, I have food every day, all day.
Okay.
We may not have the best of everything, but I got some napkins that were donated to me from United Airlines. And when you touch them, they feel like, you can use them for whatever. We got that. We got vegetables. We have some meats and stuff today, tomorrow, for our giveaway tomorrow. We really want to make sure that the people that we're touching, their refrigerator is not a one meal, but their refrigerator is a weekend situation that they can get through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come see me. Send me a message. Tell me you're in need. I got you. Let's do it.
Amen.
Amen. Pray us out of here.
Heavenly Father God, thank you, Lord God, for, my God, the message tonight, Lord. Help us to be your glorious church, God. Help us to be your body, Lord God, your bride, Lord God, your my God, people, Lord Jesus.
to do the things that you're calling us to do, Lord God, with the right motive, Father, with the right intention, Lord God, to be on one accord, Lord, to serve and to help one another, Lord God, my God, to uplift and encourage our brothers and our sisters in Christ, Lord God, to go forward in doing the great exploits, God, that you desire, oh God, for soul winning, Lord, for outreach, Lord God. That we do it with the right spirit, God, with a unity, Lord, with a brotherly love, oh God, with the kindness, with the compassion, Lord, that, Lord, you're pleased with, that you look and see, and my God, that you're content, that you smile, oh God, and know, God, this is what you're looking to see manifested in the earth. Lord God, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said, amen.
Woo, amen. Bless you, woman of God. Be blessed, amen. Be safe. Everybody out there, listen, do not panic. If we can take on one thing in all that's happening right now, the number one rule, and I've been saying this forever, but it's really going to come to life right now. The number one rule is don't panic. Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Stay off the news. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. They're going to do what they're going to do. Don't try to look at the conspiracies and all that. Look, this is a country that is ran by a government. We know that. The Bible says is that we should obey the authorities that are put in place. If you don't believe me, read Romans 13 tonight. Make that your study, Romans 13. Because it says if you do not respect authority, you don't respect God, because all authority comes from God. That's not my saying. That is the word of God. Go read it. And see what's up. Hold on. Wait a minute. Prophetess Lori, good evening, woman of God. Come on in. Welcome to Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene. Okay, maybe that was my bad. She might have dialed one by accident. But God bless you guys. We love you. We thank God for you. Get ready next Friday, the seven last sayings of Jesus. The team is ready. Are you ready? Share with somebody. Let's get them involved. Let's get them on this awesome teleconference. April 10th, 7 p.m. Well, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. through all your different time zones. The seven last sayings of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Minister Charlene.
God bless you too. Amen.
Y'all check out this song. It's the hit one.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wilding out. So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I just want to serve you. I just want to be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.